Hello,
Don't you look beautiful?
thank
And
you. I feel good today.
where are you? There are roots behind you.
Yeah, I'm just in the same place, but yeah, it's just an image.
Looks
Background
like
image.
you're way down in a cave.
Yeah, I'm in the divine feminine portal of Mary Magdalene.
I believe it. It's great. I'm so happy we could come together today.
It's so exciting. I love that we meet, and I'm just literally 7 minutes ago finished my other class, and we had Mary Magdalene, Athena, Tabathia, one of the fairies, Joseph, Jesus, and Set, who came through. Yeah.
Set, je connais pas.
Do you know Abraham Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks? Well, they went to see, what's her name, Jane Roberts, and she used to channel Set, which I always felt was a bit creepy. I didn't like seeing the videos of her doing it, but that Set came in and just gave this really clear message. It was so beautiful. So basically, I'm well in the zone. In the roots. How are you
Wet.
doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yay.
All is well. Tout va bien avec toi ou pas?
Yeah, si, tout va
Ça
bien. Oh,
va?
yeah, ça va beaucoup mieux. Il y a eu comme une transition avec Marvin. C'était dur. Il y avait plein de trucs. Et puis j'ai reçu un soin d'une des femmes avec qui je travaille ici. Et après le soin, c'est comme si, en fait, ça avait libéré, on est retourné aux 20e générations sur la côté de ma mère, sur la lignée féminine. Et une fois que ça s'est passé, ça a libéré des choses. J'ai senti que c'était comme si, en fait, j'avais plus la peur que j'allais être abusée ou que j'allais me faire avoir. Et en fait, je crois que toutes les femmes de ma lignée, en fait, elles se sont mariées avec des gars qui étaient pas bien ou qui avaient abusé de leur pouvoir ou des hommes faibles, etc. Et là, c'était comme si on me disait, ben, tu peux avoir quelque chose de bien, en fait. Et tu peux te faire confiance. Et si c'est pas lui, ce sera quelqu'un d'autre. Mais je sens que c'est lui, en fait. Je sens que enfin, je veux que ça soit lui, mais je sens quand je me fais confiance à mon cœur, en fait, que ça peut pas être quelqu'un d'autre. Et du coup, ça me rend, et
Très bien.
on a eu que des beaux moments là, que des bons dates. Et en fait, ce que j'ai dû apprendre à faire, c'était de simplement, à chaque fois que lui, il a un problème ou que lui, il est dans sa colère ou dans son problématique, en fait, j'ai remarqué qu'il projette direct sur moi et que moi, ce qu'il fallait que je fasse, c'était juste de lui renvoyer directement ou de pas m'en soucier et juste dire, c'est pas mon problème et de me ramener à, il a trop de chance d'être avec moi, je suis la déesse. S'il me veut pas, c'est que c'est pas le bon pour moi. Enfin, de vraiment juste, it's not my problem. And it's not easy to do, but I think this is my main training, what my life is. You know, it's about, and I feel like this is my life's work of the divine feminine going, no, you're not. It's me. It's me. And that's what I understood this week. Do you prefer when I speak in French because you get to listen to French, or what do
I
you?
don't care either way.
Okay,
Either way. Either
so
way.
me, I don't mind either. It comes both. So, but I felt like all I have to do in my life, and even with Sophia, because it's been tough with Sophia, is just about me with myself. And the whole session we just did, they were like, they were just saying, are you in the energy of the divine feminine? Are you in the energy of nothing? You know, disembodying so much that you're in a neutral state, so it doesn't matter what happens, non-attachment. And I really noticed that every time I was doing that, when I was, I think I'm because I have my moon in Cancer and I'm just like this hypersensitive kid originally, that I would just suck everything up, like, oh, I can take it, I can take it, dump it on me, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm at a point where I'm like, I just want to be in joy. I'm a very playful, fun person. I just want to be in my fairy energy. And your energy is too low, so keep it to yourself. Like that's, and come and join me when you're ready.
Very good.
Good.
Those
So
are the same
changes.
messages I was getting
Yeah,
for you as
tell
well.
me.
I'll tell you. Okay, good. So
Well,
one thing really
how are
quickly.
you though first?
Well,
Just
no, I'm doing well. We just got back from a trip to see my in-laws in Nebraska, and I thought maybe anyway, it was good. They were not, I love them. They're very nice. But it always gives me an opportunity for growth too,
yeah.
very much
Are they a
so.
bit
They,
boring?
well, it's just, they really, it doesn't feel like they, have any interest in me.
Channeling or
So
yeah.
yeah, I just listen, and nobody really knows me because they don't ask. They don't. So that's something that I have to work on, that I started working on too, so with my sister. So
Wow.
anyway, so that's good.
What who's
I bought tickets to come to France again.
your... Okay, that's funny because I reread. You didn't send me an email about this, did you? No.
No,
No,
but I
because
was
I.
going to.
Okay, because yesterday I
You
reread an
dreamt it?
old email. No, I read an old email by mistake saying, I just booked my tickets. I read that yesterday by mistake, but it was the old one about the Compostelle one. So, but I was like, oh, is she coming?
I am. And so, but so I made the closest that will be to you. So we're going to walk again Selle, the Vallée du Selle. And so we'll be in Rocamadour.
Okay, so I'm coming to Rocamadour. That's it.
Very good.
That's
For
our
one,
date.
we'll be there for one night. And so
Okay.
I will send you what time we get there, and
Do
we'll
you,
spend the
what are
night.
the
Have you been to
dates?
Roca, have you been to
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rocamadour?
I had
Okay.
a past life there. I didn't actually like it. I went there and I was like, oh, I've jumped off this cliff when and I've died before. But it was a not
Oh.
nice weather and I was on my own, so maybe it will be a different experience. But it's close by. I mean, it's an hour and a half, I think, less than from here.
It's even less than that, I think, from you. So
Perfect.
it's what, about 20 minutes from Sarlat, maybe
Yeah,
20
perfect.
minutes by
Yeah,
car
so
from
it's
Sarlat.
40 minutes then. That's really close. Listen, what's the
Plus
dates
ou
though?
moins, je pense. That date will be, let's see, 28th, 23rd, the 24th. We're going to spend the night the 24th
Of August.
of September. Sorry.
September. Oh, perfect. Okay, well then we're definitely free. Okay. Yay.
Yes, and
Okay,
you can
that's a
come and
date.
have supper. Have supper with us. Would be good.
Maybe I'll book a room and I'll bring Sophie and then she can just chill in the hotel and we can chat down in the lobby or something.
I'll send you all of the information. Perfect. I hope it works out. I
Oh
pray
no,
it
it
works out.
will. I'm no, but that's a non-negotiable. I'll be there. We'll definitely see each other for sure. And I may
And you
bring
get to meet.
Sophia, I may not.
Well, you get to meet Richard.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Maybe I'll come with Marvin. That would be funny. He doesn't speak. He well, you speak French, so that's okay. But he
Yes.
doesn't
No,
speak.
pas de problème.
Yeah.
In par pas
Is Richard?
anglais, huh?
Richard, does he speak French? No.
Do,
Okay, so you
no.
can talk to Marvin and I'll talk to him. And then we'll just go off the
You know, I would, whichever, however you want to do it is fine, but I would love to meet Sophia.
two of us. Okay, well, I think
So.
she needs to meet you because I feel like, well, one, she's American and a proud American, but two, there's the French thing. And also, I feel like the more kind of mum. sister grannies that she can have is the best, you know?
Always, toujours,
Yeah.
toujours.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
okay. All
And
right.
she'd
Anyway, I just
love
wanted
to
to say
meet
that.
you. I know that.
Okay, I want it. Yes, I would like very much. I feel like I know her. So, anyway, okay. These are for you. I was sure that Mary Magdalene would pop out because she's here, but she didn't. So these are. Do
If
you know
there's,
this? Do you have this deck?
yeah, I have it. But is that Arakura? Because
Yes.
she came in our last channeling group.
Yes, so the very first one to drop out is from Maeve.
Wow.
Cycles and rhythms. And you know all of this. Everything's cyclical, life inhales and then exhales. Let's see. There was something in here that I saw that said, take time to rest.
That's so annoying
And
when they say that.
seek support for any emotional crises, and a doorway of opportunity has opened up, and now you need to walk through it.
Okay.
Okay, so those were the main things that just popped out from her.
Okay. Amazing.
Amazing. The second one was Arakura. There were three that dropped out. The second one was Arakura. You're just getting started, so have patience with yourself and the process, and do not give up. Don't try to rush the process. It's part of your beautiful path. Take your time to gather new ideas. Nurture your body with plenty of fresh air, sunshine, water, and healthy food. Let's see. Spend time among flowers. Look, I have flowers over here, or work with
Oh,
flowers.
wow. I love that. Yes, I love having a bouquet.
Yes. All right. So she's know that she's here. Says,
I love that.
I knew you're blossoming. This looks like you to me. That looks
Yeah,
like the same.
we had a whole session with her, so I feel really connected. And the next day, that deck was on my bedside table and went with Marvin when he stayed the first time he stayed the night here. And then we picked that card, just like boop, and it came out. And it was like, you're just getting started. So just, don't just go slow, So.
That's nice. I know. And then the last one, which I love too, I love the artwork on it, is Rhiannon. You're a
Oh,
sorcerer.
I love that card.
Look at
I'm just like, I love
she's
it.
on a unicorn. She's
Yeah.
got beautiful, look at that beautiful green dress
Yeah, I
that she's
know. I love
wearing.
that
I
card.
love it. I
Yeah.
love it. So you're a magical person who can manifest your clear intentions into reality. So, you know this. Recall the times of your magical abilities. Put them to use good of the entire planet, which you do. But, we get involved in daily life too. So, what else? Take up your spiritual arms and move with swift speed into the night, awakening one and all to the magic that is life itself. And this is a mission that must be accomplished, and you're the one who can help with it.
That's funny because I was
Okay.
wondering if I should do fire ceremonies, like start doing them with people. And that's what came to me when you said in the night, take up spiritual arms in the night.
I think it might be certainly the time. Yeah, it is. It is the time that would be great. Fire ceremonies,
Okay,
you
wow.
know. So would you charge them to come to that,
Well,
or a free will donation?
that could be it. I'm again struggling. I don't know what's happening with my finances. So that's my main ask today. I talked a lot to Marvin last night about it. And I keep going over my overdraft limit every month, and I'm managing to kind of just get by. But it's just Sophia's stressing about it because she's like, "Oh, we don't have money, we can't go on holiday," and it's just like so stressing me out in one way. And in another way, it's kind of taught me to really not care in a like not care, but just to be like trusting that. Even if I'm over my overdraft limit and there's, no money to buy food or whatever, that it something's gonna happen. And then the first thing you said was take time to rest. And every time I've asked someone outside of myself, what do I do to make money? It's like take time to rest. And it's just like, it just annoys me because there's a part of me that's just like, I cannot live like this. I don't like it. It's really, 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 really frustrating because I know how capable I am. I know what I'm made of. I know I'm really good with money normally. Like that, I don't know what's happening. So I need help.
That's interesting. I always get that you're a teacher.
Yeah. I feel that. I mean, I just did a class, and I don't know many people that could have held a class like that. I really feel like it's really fun. I love it, and I feel it's my rightful place. And if I just could have the self-confidence to push a bit, or I don't know how to get the clients in yet, and maybe it's just a time thing because cycles and rhythms.
There is something else. There's because I see this, I always see you teaching children. So could you, is there a place for you in education, private education, for teaching art? And just so that you would have some sort of steady income in the mornings, perhaps. I don't know. And that it seems like that there's a need for you to have that a
Some
basis of some job that will let you feel like you're on solid ground with finances.
yeah.
And then that's going to allow your basket to be filled from other sources as well.
Okay.
I
That
don't
feels
know if I saw
really.
you.
Yeah, I that feel I often get that feeling when I'm in the school of like, oh, I'd be really good here with these kids.
Yes, I always see that for you,
But the
Pam.
thought of I just don't want to do that in terms of I just unless it came easy, I don't know if I'd have the confidence to be in that environment. I think I'd But I have done that before in an alternative school where I went in and did an art class, but I did a kind of meditation and then they created. And at the moment in my course online, that's what I'm doing, where it's like there's a space to create an art therapy, even though I'm not an art therapist. That's the kind of thing I could offer. But I do have a degree in fine art. So I actually
You
have the credentials, but
do.
not as a teacher. But it feels like, Éducation nationale or anything like going around schools proposing that, how would I do it? Blah, blah, blah. It feels like, oh, I just don't, I can't, I don't know. I don't have enough desire to do that, I think, or if it came easily, but I could just imagine it and then let it fall in my lap, that feels okay.
That someone would come to you and ask you and say, "We need an art teacher. We need an art teacher. Could you come and do that?"
Thing is, I don't know. I don't know if I'm good enough. That's the other thing. I think that's the main theme that's running through it all. It's like when it comes down to it, I just feel like I'm not good at any of the disciplines I do in one way. In one way, I know I am. And in another way, it's like my granddad, that old world. There's something there blocking me. And I know these are excuses. So. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm just such a shy person in like, you know, like I'm not a social person by nature, so going out into the world is like it's so scary, you know. I'm not a sort of, you know, I have all these ideas, but then when it comes to it, I'm like, oh, scared. I think that's what's coming up.
Well, let's see what they have to say. Okay. So you get to relax. You relax for a minute. You sit
Okay.
in a comfortable and relaxed position and let's breathe and just don't worry about that. What we just said is what I see, but
No, but I
you know
also
how it is.
thinking I was an assistant in Ireland doing that also. Like this woman was doing art classes for kids, and I was her assistant. I just remembered that. This is when I was like 19
Did
or
you like
20.
it?
Yeah,
You didn't like it.
I didn't like the, no, I didn't like it. It was a lot of cleaning up, and I couldn't. It just felt, and that's the thing
At
for
the end of the
me.
day, it was a lot of cleaning up.
Yeah, like paint, and I think the kids were a bit older, and I think again I was not very confident, so I felt, you know, like I can blush really easy. You know, I'm not, I don't know, I'm just not that kind of person that sort of manages groups in, I don't know, I just find it overwhelming, I think.
Okay.
You know? But I'm
Maybe.
great with kids and I do like it.
You are
I like,
great with kids.
if it's spiritual, if it's bringing like some sort of magic, then yeah. But if it's just, you know, that's what I
That's
would,
what art, that is what art is for,
yeah,
isn't it?
that I like. Teaching technique is not my thing, but if I was to sort of say, okay, we're gonna just play
Well,
with,
that's the elementary. So you would be in the elementary school
yeah.
or preschool, even.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in elementary, first, second, third grade, and they love their teachers so much, and you have so much to bring to
Yeah,
them.
no,
And some
I
of them,
could see myself
Sophia,
doing
I'm burping. Even,
Yeah.
excuse me,
I
even
will. Now I've
Sophia.
just, yeah, actually, I have done this thing with Sophia, which is connected play, but we adapted it and made connected art. So it's when you're one-on-one with a kid and you're really like listening and helping them heal their nervous system through art. So yeah, that I like.
That's right. And with a group, if you had a group too, you can connect with them one on one as you go around, but then you release them to the Holy Spirit
That's it.
because, you know, you just bring them there to that point
Yeah.
and the Holy Spirit comes in and works with them to heal them. You don't have to know the healing.
Yeah, true, exactly.
You just bring it.
Yeah, you're just in the space and then
You're there.
calling in the guides. Yeah.
You're there. I think you're very much needed, but okay. So
I like it.
I'm going to ask for the presence of 100,000 angels to surround us. Good. Oh, and just bathe, Akasha, and I see beautiful rose pink light all around you. I'll take the same. Good. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity for the two of us to come together. And with all of these guides and angels that are so present, as I called in earlier, our teams of light are here. Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Bernadette, Mary Magdalene, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Orion, and the Council of 12. I ask for a beautiful message for Akasha. This is Jesus. I didn't know he was coming. I didn't know he was going to speak. Greetings, my beloved. I am here and I love you with all of my heart. You do indeed embody that which Mary Magdalene embodied during her incarnation with me. And we have stayed together always with this divine, secure, eternal, unconditional love. For as she came by my side in all instances, that she was always there, and we shared this beautiful vision of Christ energy in all, and to spread it. And that is what you do, beloved one. And remember when she came to the tomb after I was had gone on to, well, not to my father yet. She peered into the tomb looking for me and saw that it was empty. And then we reconnected. You are not peering into an empty tomb at all, my beloved, for I am with you, and you are the strength, heart, and mind of my followers, those who connect with me most deeply. That is who you are. And you need not climb upon the mountain and shout it from the rooftops, for just your very presence aligns all to me and to the love that we share. And you are to share that, most beloved one. That is your most important task, is to love God with all of your heart and all of your mind. Everything else falls into place. You need not worry about a thing. Just be willing to take that step when you are nudged to share the love and to share the strength that you are. For you are very well aligned with Magdalene. Very much so. She too was not one who was preachy. So I see a picture of Peter. So she was showing Peter was preachy.
Okay,
So
I
she was
don't know.
not. She was not one who was preachy, but very present. Very present. She did speak her mind or her heart when it was necessary. But many, many, many were drawn to her for the miracle of her faith. And that is you, my beloved. So cling to that first and foremost, and all else falls into place. But be willing to connect with others. You are sublime. Your faith is supreme. It is a faith that you would die for, and I know that. And just stay there, beloved one. Stay there. And so now, I am anointing you again. And I am washing your feet, most beloved one. For your path is a holy path, and you are my own. You will always be my own. This life is good, Akasha. My little Nancy. For it is blossoming. Be bold. Be bold. And so it is. I love you. We are all here for you. Know that. Magdalene is right here, next to your side, as we both are. And Mother, I see Mother Mary there as well. Oh, goodness. And we are here. And beloved one, whatever questions you have, they will be answered.
I have two questions. Thank you so much. Jesus was next to me during the live just before, and so it was really nice because I felt him coming so strong. And I always feel when Jesus, you're around me, I always feel like that's, the marriage between you and Mary Magdalene is what I aspire to have in my life. I'm just that my womb since the session before is just activated, and I don't know why. And there's been talk about, having another baby with Marvin, and this was all like really scary in one way because I'm like, oh, maybe I could just walk into my wise woman phase and not go back into, having a kid. So that's my first question about what's the highest and best, or if it has it been decided, or is it still open? Is my body able to have another baby? Is it for my highest and best good? And then the second question is, I'm unavailable that my bank account balance be so low. I need that to shift like immediately. I need that to be resolved. So I want to know if I need to do something and what I need to do.
Good. Beloved one, for the first question, yes, your body is able to carry another child, but the decision is still up in the air. It does not look as though you have made that decision. Be supported, however you would like. Marvin also does not really have a grasp upon that decision. And so this is something that definitely needs to be decision made
It is
soon.
if I didn't have a kid, would we still stay together though?
Okay.
I mean, that's a bit my worry is if it doesn't work out, or if I can't, or if it just doesn't work out, then that he'll want to have kids with someone else.
Oh, okay. You are correct in that assessment.
Okay, so if I can't, then he would want to go and have kids with someone else.
I got a yes at this moment. This is where your relationship is at this moment, that it has not grown and matured to fullness yet. That is where he would be coming from at this moment. But he's not really sure.
Yeah, because he said he wasn't attached to it when we talked about it, but I do feel that he would ideally like to have more kids, and because of my age, in my head, I'm like, oh, well, maybe he'd be better off with someone who is like got loads of years ahead of her to have kids.
Hold on.
But I think that's a lot of fear from me
It
and
is, and there's just so because this is new, there's no
yeah, it doesn't
really
really.
way to predict because both of you are in this wave of love, but it is not. They does not have, oh, it's funny that you're in roots there. It does not have the roots yet that is needed for this type of commitment. Okay, and so as far as what he's showing me, as far as the finances, I'm getting the same sort of vision that I got before, is that there is a door very close that will help you with your finances, but you keep running into the side of the door like you're missing the opening. And so it's, I don't know what there
But I
is in
haven't had
finances
any
that's.
offers or anything, so I guess maybe I just can't see the door yet, or
You just don't see the door yet. Your all that you offer, your YouTube and everything is magnificent, and you're doing God's work there. But you need to charge for it. You do. You need to. So, for instance, this fire thing that your fire pit, fire ceremony that you're looking at doing. Would be you invite your whole group who are within close and say, this will be a free will offering. This is a love offering from me to you, but a free will offering from you to me. It's for this to bring it in. Because it is time that takes you away from Sophia. I mean, she may be part of it, but she from the
No, but
one-on-one time.
I think that's the main thing of like charging for what I'm doing, and I think it's coming. It's funny that it's made me really sad about the Marvin thing, and I'm wondering why. It feels it's all linked, you know, like it about lack of self-confidence. It's like charging my worth, Marvin, my worth, having a baby, my worth, having had a very bad marriage, my worth. Is there anything they wanna finish with and help with that? Like anything, any message around that?
Yes, hold on.
And why I'm so in a hurry, you know, why can't I just enjoy it and not be so scared of where if it doesn't work out or if I'm not the one or if he moves on and has babies with someone else? Like why, like, like can't why can't I just chill out and be normal? Not normal, but you know what I mean? Like, oh, it feels like it's all
Okay.
linked to that. Lack of self-confidence.
So this is Magdalene. My dearest, you have all of the worth in the world. You are a beautiful, beautiful bright star, my beloved. And it is from hurts in this particular lifetime that is interfering with your ability to move on. But this is not truly the issue. This is about you remembering who you are at all times and filling up your wounds with the love that you have for yourself, that you have from me, that you have from Jesus, that you have from your daughter. Let those sources fill you up. There is a fear of aging, of growing old. For adults, adult life seems to begin to pass very, very rapidly, and human beings will look around and say, oh my goodness, I know my mortality. I know that this is coming faster and faster, and I would really like this in my life. And that is why there is the sense of rush to say, let's get on with it. Enough of this misery, enough of this loneliness, enough of, you know, of worry, enough of conflict. I've had enough of that. I want a new path and I want it now. And that is a perfectly reasonable request to make, for it can indeed all shift very quickly.
That's it. I want the family life. I want the husband. I want my life partner. I want the money coming in easily, doing what I'm loving. And I want Sophia to have a father figure. And I don't want to be on my own anymore. I really, that's true. Like I've just had enough, basically. I'm like, I give up. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to start again, and I don't want to mess it up. And I just, it's like, you know, there's that feeling of like, yeah, and the age thing of like, oh, I'm 41, you know, if I was 31, it would all be ahead of me. And now it's like, you know, my friends are all having their menopause, and it's coming for me too. And, you know.
That demon menopause.
And it's like, well, what? I didn't get to have my life, you know, I didn't get to have my family. I've just been sort of struggling, and then the money reflects that. And it's just like, I feel so lucky on every front. Like, I feel like I've grown through it all, and I feel like very rich as a person, you know. And it's true when Jesus says your faith is your main focus, because that's true. But it's just like, I'm just like, I want to be able to go on holiday. I want to take my kid for an ice cream and not be like, oh, stressed about spending money on the holidays. Or I just want things to start being easier and less struggle. And I do believe that's possible. I really, really think that it's about me reframing my thoughts and just. And I think my life was meant to be like this up to now, but now I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'm not willing.
Well, that's right. And so, some of our most profound spiritual insights come when we're struggling the most. And you've been through those really hard times, and you had, I mean, look at your deck, your beautiful
I know,
oracle
that's
deck,
it.
and came out of that. And so, and look at beautiful Sophia came out of that, out of those hard times too. But your faith is as big as it ever was. It has grown, it has stayed huge. And so it's enough adversity. You don't need any more adversity.
It's like,
And
please.
he agrees. I mean, I'm getting yes on all of this, that it is shifting. It is shifting.
I just don't want it to
Excuse me.
crash with Marvin. I think that's the thing. It's like, because the last few weeks have been amazing, and the week before that was really hard until I shifted my behavior, basically. I was just like, okay. And then everything started. I understood what my role in a relationship was, you know, and it was like, okay. So, and I feel like I just wish I wasn't so. I think if I had money right now, I wouldn't be feeling so wobbly. Do you know? I think that's the thing. It really is linked to the worth in, like, with him. I think that's the thing. It's like, and maybe it's just all falling into place and I just need to be patient, you know? But there's definitely, yeah. Is that I just can't do it again. I don't want another month where where I can't just be financially okay, I Like
Well, it
it's,
looks like everything is falling into place with Marvin. I just asked, you
yeah.
know.
Well, it does feel like that. Yeah.
What this so what would it look like if you two married? What would that look like? Would it financial would the stress be less?
No, I feel in our relationship that I'm gonna have to pull my weight. Like, I don't think it's gonna be him the provider, you know. I don't think, I mean, in one way, I think he is that already naturally, but I just feel like that for me is, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could easily go alongside him and work with him. But I just feel like there's just, I have a lot, I just want to be financially successful myself, you know, because I know I'm capable. That's the thing. It's like, that's the thing where it's like, yeah, just that, I want that box to be fixed, you know, or ticked, you know.
So what is it that I see about, so this is, I never saw this movie, but they said Mystic Pizza. Did you ever see the movie about Mystic Pizza?
Never
I think Julia Roberts is in it. I'm not sure.
heard of it.
There's something about Mystic Pizza. I'm going to have to watch it
Okay,
now.
I'll watch
But
it too.
it is that you are such a guérisseuse, and you have, so it's like, would you work around like food? Would you ever do a artistic something about food? Is it, does that, I mean,
I
would,
mean, I love making cakes, but I just, no, I can't see myself working with food.
okay, that just came up. You think
I
about it.
don't know. Yeah, I guess it that's what's annoying me. It's just like I'll do anything, but I just want it to feel right and just like, you know, it's like, you know, but I was talking to Marvin last night and he said it's hard for everyone who's selling, you know, even if you're not selling healings, you know, if you're a mechanic, if you're a, you know, whatever, you have to go out there and put yourself out there, you know. So I mean, they're saying you don't need the answer, it's already done, you know. And things will cling into your faith and it will fall into place, you know.
Yes, you'll see the door.
And that's, I guess, why it's so frustrating to go keep running into the side.
I know.
And I see it in my clients, so I know what I'm doing right now. I'm in my head, and they're saying, no, but you can't figure this out with your head. And I'm like, but I want to figure it out. And I know I can't. And it's so hard to let go because I feel like such a failure, basically, you know?
The only thing that when I have completely surrendered everything was when Al died. We were in the middle of building this huge house that I didn't want, but he had wanted it and was, and anyway, but there was a lot of miracles around that as well. And I had no idea how I was going to pay for it at all. I mean, I had a job and I had, but a teacher doesn't make enough to.
I know, yeah.
So I just got to the point where I just said, well, if the worst comes to worse, I'll just go bankrupt. And I have my job and I have Maria. And you know, the boys were gone, were adult. And then all of a sudden, all this money started coming in. So I could finish the house, which I sold to the Greek Orthodox Church, and it's a monastery now. So it had a holy purpose.
Oh,
But I
wow.
had to, I was just like,
Yeah.
just, I totally
Okay,
gave up everything
yeah.
and said, okay, God, but you know, I gave up everything. And then all of that came in. So maybe I too went,
That's what they
dropped
speak
out of from my
then.
head just down here and said, I don't care. And thank you for my health, because I can work. I can continue to work. And that was
That's it, and that's where I'm a
it.
bit confused because they keep saying rest, and I'm like, yeah, but you don't understand. Like, I need to hustle right now because, you know, like, and then when I hustle, it works out less good than if I do nothing, but it
There's
just.
something, there's another way that you are to give. And that's why I saw the teaching thing.
Yeah.
There is another way. So your work that you do now will be in parallel to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what that is yet, so I'll have to just wait.
What if you worked in a restaurant? What if you worked at the school district? What
Yeah.
if you It's like you need to be around other people,
I have felt
not
like,
just the woo-woo, not just our woo-woo groups or religious groups.
No, but I have felt that need for being around other people, and that I would like a job like that. But it's just when I think of doing those kind of jobs, it makes me anxious about Sophia, because of time and, not being with her and then being compromised and tired and it's like, if it came easily, then I would be okay for it. But to go out there and hustle to get a job makes me so anxious, And every time they're like, take a break, like, so then I'm like, ah, so maybe
Take a
it's
break from, I think it's take a break from your
mind.
anxiety and worry. But it's hard not to because we live in this world.
Well, it's working out okay if I just step back, but it means that my self-esteem is really low, and that I feel like a lost potential, because I'm someone who's so able, so it's pissed me off. I should be making tons of money. Like, I'm not stupid. I'm not like,
Oh no, party two, party two,
it's annoying. It's
party two.
annoying. It feels like I'm failing. That's it. That's
You're
the.
not at all. Think of the disciples of Christ. What did they do? They left their jobs and followed him. They left everything.
Okay, so I'm just gonna be with God then for the next month and just see what happens.
Yeah. And see, when school starts, Sophia will be in school.
That's it. That's a different. That's why this period is always so stressful, I think, in the summer, for that exact reason.
That's why working in the school district would be good for you because you'd be off the same time she would be.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. And especially in another, like, a school for younger kids, because she's in college now, so
Yes.
you
So
have to.
you wouldn't be around her, and you wouldn't be around those who have such attitude, you know. Not that she does, but
She'd hate me being around. Oh my God, no.
you never know. You
No,
never
I
know.
do. I do. You've told me many times. You're so embarrassing. And it's true, I am embarrassing, because I'm just always messing around. So she's like, oh, you're not funny at all. It's true. It's so true. Anyway, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm figuring it out. But I know I'm just, basically, I don't have the solution. I don't know what to do. I don't have the energy to go and work in Educación Nacional, because that's probably my worst nightmare anyway. So I'm just gonna focus on, well, praying and changing my frequency, and then if something comes, it comes.
Yes.
For the next, until September, you know what I mean?
Right. Yes. And they agree.
They agree? Okay.
They agree. They agree with that.
Because if not, I'm just in my head. I'm like, oh, should I do this? Should I do this? And I can't live like that. I just can't.
You can't live there. You have to take a break from the head.
Okay, now I get it.
No. I know. C'est vraiment, c'est
It's so
difficile.
frustrating. It's so annoying. Oh my God. But yeah, I guess that's why I'm in this position. And yeah, there is a part of me that doesn't want to work for anyone. I don't want a boss. I don't want to be in that environment. It's just,
Ah, mais tu peux changer d'avis. Tu peux changer d'avis, hein?
Yeah, it's
Ça
true.
peut être une expérience inoubliable.
Yeah, it's
You
true.
know, ça dépend.
Yeah, it's true.
Is there an element like a preschool or an elementary school that's close?
Yeah, there's Sophia's one that she's just left, and but I don't know if they have positions, and I'm not qualified to work with young kids. I don't have any qualifications for that. So.
But there are emergency certificates. I don't know about in France, but in Texas, emergency certificates for when there's a need and they need a position filled,
Yeah.
there are emergency certificates. But do you have a, is there a private school around?
Yeah, there's private schools, but they don't really have any budget. Even the teachers are not getting paid, so I don't know how I could get
Oh,
unless.
they're not paid at all?
No, they are, but not a lot. I mean, they have to raise money and stuff. So, I don't know. I'd have to just. I'm just gonna let this one drop in my lap. I don't think I can go.
Okay.
I don't want it enough to go and look for it. That's the
Okay.
feeling. But then maybe that's the problem.
No, there's no problem.
Okay.
There's no problem,
I guess I want to just do my spiritual work, and that's the thing, but I also would like a job with people. I definitely know that. So, and I love kids, so that's also, and I'm good with them. So I know that I have seen that when I'm in there, I'm like, oh, this would be so fun. And then there's another side of me is like, oh, this would be horrible. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see. I want to get on to you before the time runs out, so.
I'm good.
No, I picked two cards.
Okay, good. I would
And
love to, but
that's.
hold on. Hold on just a second. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. For the two of us. Okay. Beloveds, know that this is I, Orion, and you are both high calibration channels. And you are walking your talk in all ways. And so we are also downloading more and more into your spiritual work. So this is indeed a time of not efforting. For if you are efforting, you will not be able to receive. And so during this lion's gate, that is opening. Make sure that you are doing anything that brings you joy, which would mean perhaps dancing, which would mean perhaps taking walks in nature, picnics, romantic picnics, whatever relaxes you. And do not worry, for you're in the time where you need to receive. And so, as channels, you are indeed lifting up higher and higher. It has been a drought somewhat, and the fullness of abundance is indeed coming through. It does feel like it would be too miraculous if it happened all at once.
That's
Or your
true.
mind might not be able to accept it, either one of you. But opening a little more, and a little more to allow this beautiful sunshine to pour through you is what is needed. And so it is, beloved ones. Your
Thank you
frequency is high, and
so
know that, and you are greatly protected. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Thank
you
you.
so much. That makes me, oh no, I forgot it. Sorry. I had something to say now, everyone. No, it's gone. Good. That's what I need.
You fall safe.
I clear my
Okay.
thoughts. I picked two cards for
Merci.
you. Thank you so much, lovey. I'm asking that all your guides surround you, the south, the west, the northeast, Pachamama, Father Sky, and that I be clear and neutral channel, and I ask to be lifted up to the highest degree of light, as well as yourself and the highest and best good and the highest, most loving, most appropriate guides. I'm gonna pull the cards and then I'll see which guide comes through. Wait, tell me when you need to go. I'm Sophia's being dropped off, so I'm free till 5. So.
I'm good. I'm good for about 10 or 15 more
Okay,
minutes.
okay.
What is this?
So this is your card. Wait, I have to put my face there, if not, it goes away. So it's La Rivière Rouge. And then there's this one, the Muse, La Muse.
La muse, ah bon, très bien. Oh,
So the first one is said, cette carte dans votre tirage. La puissance de cette carte indique que le temps est venu pour vous d'entrevoir votre féminité sous un angle nouveau. Peut-être avez-vous délaissé votre corps physique et les rythmes qui l'habitent. Les cultures indiennes nous montrent comment ce temps des règles marque en secret la créativité féminine. Certains objets sont spécialement fabriqués par les femmes pendant ces règles. Les boucliers secrets des femmes de la loge de la Lune témoignent des événements vécus au cours de notre cheminement terrestre, des talents de ces femmes ainsi que de leur force intérieure. Le monde extérieur ne voit jamais ces boucliers puisque chacun représente l'espace sacré de sa créativité. Chacune des femmes révèle à ses sœurs, en toute confiance, les secrets intimes de son fort intérieur, mais ne dévoile jamais pleinement son visage au monde extérieur. Cette discrétion protège la force créatrice logée au sein des entrailles de chaque femme, une force qui suit les rythmes de la terre et de la lune. And it says, célébrez dès aujourd'hui l'aspect magique de votre corps en goûtant aux bienfaits de l'eau, des massages, des tentes de sudation et des tenues vestimentaires colorées et harmonisées avec votre humeur du moment. Sentez profondément ce flux libérateur qui chasse hors de vous ce qui doit mourir. So, as you're menopause, I'm thinking like the moon. So, just like when the moon phase is releasing. Organisez
Yes.
votre vie pour être totalement disponible à votre intériorité et à la magie de ces instants propices aux rêves et à la transformation. Gardez si besoin cette carte jusqu'aux prochaines règles et honorez-les en ce moment en vous reliant à votre imaginaire. We're just coming up as well with the full, with the new moon.
Yes.
Da da da. So it's La mort, renaissance, libération, lâcher prise. And then the muse. I think it's 84, is it?
What deck is this that you're
Oh, this
using?
is, yeah, I don't have the picture, but it's called Féminitude. And it's Monique Grand, and the illustrations are by this woman called Mira, and she lives up the road from here. She's like in the area. So the second one is La Muse pour accoucher de votre créativité. So then that's the both linking to creativity. Votre femme intérieure doit prêter attention à la muse qui chuchote à vos oreilles de subtiles et ingénieuses idées. Write a book. Chaque fois que vous vous ouvrez à vos désirs de création, votre muse cachée se réveille et se frotte les mains joyeusement. Elle soupire de bonheur en se disant, enfin, tu as besoin de moi, ne bouge surtout pas, je viens t'aider. Parfois, certaines femmes font le ménage et rangent la maison dès la fin des règles. C'est une façon pour elles de se faire place nette afin d'accueillir leur nouvelle création à venir. Seriez-vous de ces femmes-là? Alors faites le ménage et jetez vos vieux projets dépassés qui ne vous procurent plus aucune joie et satisfaction. Racontez votre muse pour qu'elle vous inspire de nouveau. Avez-vous abandonné des projets en cours de route? Avez-vous douté de vos capacités personnelles pendant la période de l'adolescence, pardon? Avez-vous douté de vos capacités personnelles pendant la période de l'adolescence? Acceptez désormais de suivre votre étoile et marchez vers votre vérité personnelle. Suivez la licorne, like on the card, et son troisième œil dressé vers le ciel illustré sur la prochaine carte. La prochaine, la chasseresse, c'est ça? Non, voire carte de la liberté. Merci. Sometimes they refer to the other cards, but let's see if I can
Really
find.
interesting.
I'll have a look. Wait, well, I don't
These cards
know.
are for the both of us, I'm sure.
Yes, so beautiful.
It is La Liberté. Oh, beautiful.
It's a woman behind in her. Oh. Yeah, if I'm not there, he doesn't pick up. Wait, oh, this is so annoying. Wait, let me just take it off.
Yay.
Do you see the
Beautiful.
lady?
I do. I
She's.
see the lady and the leghorn.
Yeah, and this looks like seaweed a bit. Oh. That's the other one. And
Intéressant.
then where's the other one? I've lost it now. Where's the. Here it is.
It's all about flow.
The creativity. So let's see what guide has to come, wants to come. Mary Magdalene, obviously, but she's like,
Of course, I love her so much.
oh, she's I am here, I'm with you. This is I, Mary Magdalene. I come with Jesus, and we are many to surround and gather in your presence. Please do not allow your fears to take over. This is a waste of your time and space. From now on, every time a fear is to manifest, we would like you to just write it down and transform it immediately into what you want instead of this fear. This is how you create your reality. It is coming from unmet needs from early childhood and past lives where you were not able to receive the love, support, and guidance necessary. Therefore, there is an expectation through your lineage and DNA of not getting what you want. It is a way for you to stay in the truth of your ancestors, in the frequency of your ancestors. And yet, what is calling humankind at this time is to create a Garden of Eden on earth, and it is to get and receive what you desire if it is aligned with your true and higher power. And therefore, we would like you all to just open yourself up to the possibility that you can get what you want. As my beloved Jesus was saying, if you received it all instantaneously, you would not be able to accept it yet. This is why your manifestations, the things that you've been asking for, have not yet materialized, as there is not the energy of receptivity that allows this thing to manifest into the material plane. Therefore, we would like you to take a moment and just to notice that in order for that which you seek to manifest quickly, you need to have your elevated thoughts and intention very clear, and your elevated emotions of how that manifestation would make you feel in this present moment. Once this is established and you are giving the space, giving way to whatever God's will is, you will see the instant manifestation of that which you desire. It works in the same way for your negative thoughts that you think of so much more than the positive ones we would like to point out. They do manifest, and sometimes they don't, because the emotion behind it will maybe not as clear as the intention, and therefore it is not matching together.
So, in order to create what you want, we will repeat ourselves. You must have a clear intention and an elevated emotion. These two things combined create what you want. In order to receive, you need to put yourself into the receiving energy, and this is linked to how much you see yourself in the arms of God. Falling into the arms of God. Are you, beloved, one that has established this truth that you are indeed and in no other way as worthy as could be, as worthy as being held by the divine? Feel yourself. Ask in your mind's eye, do you love me, God? Do you love me, God? Do you love me, God? And feel as he steps in and as you channel him. Say in your mind's eye, I am channeling God. God, do you love me? Of course I love you. Of course, I love you. And feel the energy of divine love piercing through your heart, opening it up to receive even more divine wisdom. There is nothing you need to worry about. All the fears that you may have, you can put into the nothingness, into the zero point, into letting them go fully and establish once again the order of how you want things to operate. This meaning connecting in to the divine, becoming one with God, and then leaving the space for divine intervention. This is all that you must do. We love you, we love you, and we love you. And so it is. Amen, amen, a woman.
Beautiful.
Do you have any questions? Sorry that that came in right at the end.
That was just beautiful. No, I don't. I this all the messages that we got for each other were for ourselves as well.
Totally, totally. I felt like I was talking to myself there. So did it resonate for you, or did
Oh
it?
yes. Oh yes.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, this is me that needs to hear this.
Everything that I was, both of them, all of
Perfect.
it. And the visions that we get when we, the images that we get when we're channeling, and it's just that you are so immense and loving, and your focus is God, and you've always said that, and your life needs to reflect that.
I need
And it does, but your relationship does too.
that.
And
What do you mean your relationship does too? You mean that I created it?
that your relationship with Marvin, is he of your caliber of?
Oh. Yeah, is he, well, that's the thing that I'm not yet sure of, but I feel like he is, and yet I feel he still has a bit of a bit of a journey to do, you know? Like I feel like I need to grow on some levels and he needs to grow on others, you know?
Is he willing? Is he
Yeah,
willing to?
like that's why he chose me, I think, because he wants to be in this divine love, you know. I think that's what he wants. But yeah, there's part of me that has questioned, you know, are you like, I feel like he's a very good person, and I feel like he carries a lot of unresolved issues.
Yeah, we all do, you
I
know.
know that's it, but I feel like we went to see this movie, the first movie we saw, which was 2 weeks ago, And it was about people in Syria crossing over in rafts to try and free themselves. It was really, really like he picked the movie and he was like, oh, I need to see this. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can handle watching this.
Right.
But actually, we watched it and it was like he was crying the whole time. He was like, this is real life. This is what's really happening. And I was sitting there and I wasn't crying because I was like, I can see it from a higher level, you know, like it's like it is sad what happens in the world, but it's also our souls choose our lives and you're born in a specific, I feel like there's a divine order. And I felt like his tears were reflecting his unresolved wounds, you know, in one way, and his heritage. And I felt like he really cared about those people, you know? And I was like, that's someone who, like he's just he I don't know, I think he's a very, very, very big soul, like I am. And I don't know, why are you asking? Is you seeing something?
Just was because I see you and it's like, and I'm not sure, you know, that you've ever really encountered someone who's of your
Of my caliber.
caliber.
And do you feel he's not then? Is that what you're sensing?
Yes, except that he is willing. He is
That's
willing
the thing. I
to
feel like
grow.
his soul has it, whereas Yannick didn't. Yannick had a beautiful heart, but he didn't have this kind of masculine, non-compromising energy. And Marvin has that, but they're like the last few weeks, I haven't been doubting this at all.
Good.
I've not been worrying about it at all. I'm just like trusting. But now I'm doubting.
I'm sorry, I just was like, I
I'm freaked out now. I'm like, oh no.
It's about growth. So,
Well, I mean, like, is it like, could I be with someone who is much more ahead on the spiritual level? For sure, you know. And I've seen things that the way he's behaved at times where I'm like, oh, you're really, really far behind. And then I've also seen things where I'm like, fucking hell, you've seen me so clearly, and you've called me out on something that no one has ever been able to call me out on, you know. So there's been a kind of, and weirdly, my mum is like really team Marvin, which I was really surprises me. But my mum's like, I just feel he's good for you. I feel da, da, da. But my
good.
fear is that it's not going to work out, and I don't think I can handle it. I'm just like I'm really, really, really into him. Like it's
Good.
bad, bad. Like I'm like,
Then there's no worry. Then there's no worry.
yeah.
There's no worry. Right? Fear not. Didn't Magdalene just say that? Didn't she say,
Yeah.
write down your fear and then
Yeah,
let it go?
she did.
Write down your fear and
And
then.
I think that's the same with the money thing. It's like, oh, I just want to cry now, but part of me doesn't feel worthy of this relationship because it feels too good to be true. Like, he's exactly what I always wanted. And that's like the way he is. Like, yesterday we went to the cinema and I arrived and he was like, oh, I'm just making us sandwiches because we won't have time to eat. And we were both really busy. And then, you know, we got to the cinema and then it was really busy. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to sneak into the room without a ticket and grab us two spots before you buy us the ticket. But then I was stressed because I was like asking him to buy the ticket. And, you know, the other night he took me out and paid for everything. So I was feeling like, oh my God. And then I think he was a bit annoyed that I didn't say straight away, oh, thanks for the cinema, because I just didn't think about it. But then I did remember and then I said, thank you. So yeah, there's a part of me that's like, and then yesterday he'd been talking about us buying this piece of land together, and yesterday he was like, oh, I think I just want to buy it on my own, but that's all moving. I don't know for sure, but right now there's this fear of me losing my house again, and I understood that because that's how I feel too. But in another way, I was like, oh, that doesn't feel very secure. You know, and it's only been let 2.5 months as well. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what. But I'm scared of not. I just don't want to get heartbroken again, basically. But when I saw Yannick, and I was like, oh, and there's another one of my exes that was around because he's my brother's friend. And I was like, oh my God, I'm totally happy to be with Marvin. You know?
Good. Good. Well, he feels good.
You
You know,
don't,
it's just
you're not seeing it. That's what I'm getting. You're like, nah, it's not him.
not yet. There's stuff, there's depth to be added.
Yeah,
There's
that's,
depth to be added. And that's what, you know, that's the thing. But it's not up to me at all, you
of
know. It's
course.
just, but I was just, you are who you are. And so one of the things, so this is like you. Richard said, you know, we were talking and he said, well, the only thing that would ever drive me away from you is if you told me not to love Jesus. So in him, so his Jesus, God is first with him and then our marriage. And it's the same with me. You mostly, but I, you know, I'll sometimes bend myself so that I'm more lovable to
But
people.
it's true. I don't know how he feels about God, and I don't, I mean, he believes in ancestors, and but I guess we haven't really touched on that, and it's true. And for me, that is really important that someone. But I feel he definitely carries this thing of nature and divine justice. So maybe it's not God. He doesn't use the word God because he's French and people in France think a lot of people that are religious are stupid. You know, the way they're so like sect or whatever it's called. But they basically, I think he. Like for him, it's like he prays when he eats, he thanks for the moment, he collects seeds and prays to the seeds, and he's got such a sweet, like really sweet side
Good.
that
Good.
feels like, and he's a justice warrior, you know, like it's like things that are, you know, for children, for animals, for you know, there's this,
Like you in that too.
exactly. And he has that. And what's when he reads people, because he's super psychic, he gets the essence. He sees it, you know, and we see it the same way. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I don't know, but I don't want to convince myself either.
Except that this is good that you're solidifying more now all of these traits, all of these qualities and this. And so, you know, I'm getting big yeses on this as well. So that's very good. That's good.
I think the only fear I would have is that he is someone who can easily go into the Cartman triangle and see victim perpetrator. And I think he also projects his issues onto others and is not aware of that. Like sometimes the way he talks about other people for me is limited.
Very, yes, this is huge. So you nailed it.
And all what he's teaching me, so even if it doesn't work out, what it's teaching me is to go, no, not my stuff, not my stuff, you know? And every time he's at first, he'll be like annoyed with me. Like it's happened a few times. So he's like, eh. And I'm like, no, well, I don't care. I'm not taking that on. And then he'll come back and be like, oh, you were right. I'm really sorry. You know?
Perfect.
So, but Sophia doesn't like him. And he smokes cigarettes, and she's like, are you gonna die, mum, because he smokes cigarettes? And she really doesn't like him, like, doesn't like him. So, you know, that's a bit worrying to me a bit, you know, because, but then I've also had messages that he was good for her as well. So, I don't know.
Yes. Yes, well, yeah, he is good for her.
Also, let's say one thing, I've lost 6 kilos in the last 2 months. I feel really sexy and good about myself. Like, really. And I.
That's new love. New love certainly does that.
Yeah, but I also feel that, you know, it's like weight that I put on when I was with Yannick, you know? So, but yeah, new love, hormones, not eating, da da da. But I still feel if he was not good for me, I wouldn't feel pretty right now, don't you think?
Right.
Do you think?
I'm getting that he is good for you. It is the worries that you've brought forward, it's
Yeah, because that's what resolved the last few weeks where I was like, okay, I'm just gonna let go. I'll see
good.
what happens. I'm just gonna play it cool. You know, like, well, just stay in a positive energy, like peaceful, not dig up stuff, just observe. I'm just gonna observe and see what happens, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And you know what it is that you want,
I
right?
know what I want. I want a family. Like I really just want to be, I want to build something with a man. That's what I want. I want like something like you and Richard. Like I want a life partner, just someone who's there for me, who cares for me, who loves me, who supports me, who's like feels so lucky that I'm their wife, that I want to get married. I want Sophia to have a male presence. I don't want to be on my own with Sophia anymore. That's what I want. And I want security, I want to be supported, and I want to just have a friend, you know, like that friend. And that's how I feel when we're together. It's very playful, it's very funny. You know, there's been hard times, but if I'm in a good energy, then it's fine, you know. So,
Good. Well, I'm getting yes on all of that. So
okay.
I think the hesitation
Yeah.
that I'm getting is that fear on your part.
I'm scared you're gonna say he's not good for you, run away. Like, and I'm scared.
No, I didn't get that.
Oh no, but that's when you say it's coming from me, my fear is has been I might make a mistake, and is he able to follow me as fast as I want to go? I guess that's the thing,
That's
maybe.
a very good question. Is he pliable enough to follow her as fast as she is?
No, he can't.
He is pliable enough to to follow
He's
you.
like an
Just bless
oak
this.
tree. He's like an oak tree, and I'm like a windy path going up a mountain. That's basically it. So we'll have a nice view, but I can't stay still. So,
That's true.
I
That's true.
need the tree too. I think he's very securing in that way. He's like, ooh, he's like a calming energy, and he's strong. He's very strong in all areas. He's a rebel, like really rebellious. Like he would never bow down. And I love that, you know? Like Yannick, that was the main issue. It was like he was too soft, and it pissed me off because in the moments where he needed to step up, he just bowed down. And I don't like that. That's what I like about Marvin, where he's like, fucking fight you if I need to. And I'm like, yes, that's the man I need. I need someone who's like just, you know, like divine justice, like Sekhmet.
Yes. Yes.
And I know
Yeah.
I'm like that. So that's why I need someone facing me that's like that. And I need someone to call me out when I'm wrong. And I need to be able to call out someone when they're wrong too, you know?
Absolutely.
So.
You're not wrong very often.
I'm not.
They said that. I didn't say that.
It's true. It's true. That's why it pissed me off sometimes because I'm like, oh God, they're so slow around it.
That's true. That's true.
I just need my finances to kick in, and then I feel that it will shift the energy, basically. I think that.
It will. It will. And allow people to give back. So it was like when they said a free will offering on everything,
So
on
the videos
everything.
have a PayPal link if you feel like it. Just start doing that all the time. Support my
Yes.
channel, da da da, support, da da da.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
I'm
I
gonna do
think
that.
that, if that makes you feel good for it to be a free will offering, or like the Daily Ohm, you can pay for their courses and they say, here's the recommended price, but if you only want to pay this much, that's okay. Or if you want to pay more, something like that. So it is up to the person.
Because I felt like I should channel a daily, not daily, but have a channel, like just a short channeling and then a PayPal link or whatever. Like, just if you want to support my channel, blah, blah, blah. Because maybe that's how money would just come in. I don't know. You know?
Yes, yeah, I know. Melanie Beckler does.
Yeah, I know that. The one that
Yeah,
did Betsy's courses, is it?
that's right. The AskAngels.com is Melanie, and she'll do meditations and stuff, and she'll do a little free one, and then if you want to hear
Buy the
more or
full
whatever,
one.
then you pay for it. I don't know if that would be a solution for some of yours. Let's see. Let me. Yes, you could do some things like that too. But the first step is the free will donation. For your oracle, your weekly oracle, or
I'm gonna do that. Okay. Thanks, Janeline. Sorry for
Okay.
stressing out.
Sorry about what?
No, but just the taking up all the time and
Oh, no. Oh,
then.
no. I took it all up last time.
Maybe we should do that. Do like one time you, one time me, and then we'll see.
I think we both needed this.
Good.
Whatever the messages were that came through, I think it was for the
Definitely.
two of us. Nous deux.
No do. Okay, well, see you in August anyway, but do you want to meet in 2 weeks or again? Or
Oh,
actually, that's when you're coming pretty much.
no, I'm coming in September.
Oh my God, what am I doing?
That's
That's
okay, but
when
I'm
I'm
going to.
leaving. No, I'm leaving that week. That's why we're going with my brother to La Rochelle. He's paying for it.
That's great. I love La Rochelle. Do you
Yeah.
know La Rochelle?
Not well, no. I know L'Île de Ré, but I don't know La Rochelle.
La Rochelle, and I like Royan.
Yeah, Royan's where my granddad lived for ages, so I know Royan. I love it.
Really? I used to take students there for the Carrel.
Oh,
I
really?
love Royan.
Oh, yeah, I love Royan. It's so
Oh,
nice.
gosh.
We
La
used to go to the
Charente-Maritime.
zoo there with my family when
La
we were.
Charente-Maritime. Okay, in 2 weeks, my dear, I will be on my way to, I will be in Montana, so
I'm not available either.
either. Okay.
So how about, oh wait, that I could do the 12th probably,
I'm
maybe.
gone, but I can
Okay.
do the 19th.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Good. We'll do that. Let me write you in. Akasha,
Well,
19th.
if I'll confirm the time with you though, because it will
Yes.
be around now, but it's just in case Sophia's in the centre area, and then but I can get my mum to pick her up, so.
No problem. You know, I can do earlier,
Okay.
actually, or when she's in bed.
Okay.
Like mid-afternoon, whenever,
Okay. I'll
you
yeah,
know.
I think for me earlier would be better, but I'll send you the times, yeah?
I'm up early.
Let's just say 15h30, 16h, and then I'll confirm, yeah?
Yeah, perfect.
Yay. Okay, well,
It's
thank
all
you so
perfect.
much. I'm gonna ask Archangel Michael to cut all the cords across all time, space, dimension of any fear that we may, or any past that is just not what we want, and to just clear out the space. Archangel Raphael, can you take and remove the cords, the roots, sorry, that are not serving our highest and best good? And I ask that a shower of light come and cleanse us across all time, space, dimension of reality for our highest and greatest good. And so it is. Amen. Amen. A woman. Healing birth.
Excellent.
Thank you
Excellent.
so much, lovey. I'm sending
So
you lots
I love
of
you.
love.
Thank you. I hope you're getting, are you getting what you need? I did not mean to scare you on that.
Well, I feel like it's always what you need. Yeah, I'm scared, but these fears are mine underneath, do you know? And I think it's also about me reclaiming my power, you know? To be like, well, no one can tell me. And if it doesn't work out at the end of the day, there'll be something better for me. But I would really, really like it to be him.
Okay.
If
Then we ask for that, the highest and
it's for
best.
the highest and best, but I only, as I say, want what is right. And so if it's not him, then I do not want it, you know? And that will stay, but I also feel like I have to be careful to not keep, you know, like I have to believe that it's possible, basically, you know.
It is. It is. I mean, don't you see the paths?
It is possible, and when I'm with him, I just feel like he's my person, you know,
I
like.
know.
Never have felt that ever. Like he's just physically, it's like his face. Like I just want him to be my husband. That's it. Just. But then I have felt that with Sophia's dad, and then, but that's not true because at the beginning I was like, I don't like him. Whereas with Marvin, there's just been this real like strong thing since the beginning, you know. So, anyway.
I think he is your person. I think he is.
Please, God, please, 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 maybe my person. I just want it. If it's not, I'm okay, but make it happen quickly then, so I'm not in this. Do you know, I guess that's what. But then you can't rush things and you haven't had the lesson. I know. Humans. When I think of myself sometimes, because I see this in other people and I'm like, no, but you just have to. And then when you see it in yourself, it's so intense that you're like, oh, shut up. Just. Anyway, I'm trying my best. Okay.
You know, lancer, il faut lancer.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have to go in full. I can't have a back door here. I have to just go in and see what happens. And I
Il faut
know that
lancer.
either I'll hit the wall and it will hurt, but then I'll evolve or it will work out. That's the only option. And Raphael told me that from the very beginning. He's like, you cannot avoid this. So just you need to heal your heart. Go and heal your heart. We can't tell you if it's him or not. You cannot know. You need to not know, because if not, you won't be there. But I guess that's the thing of like, ah, I don't want to get hurt. But then they're showing me if you go with fear, you'll get fear. So don't go with fear. And that's like, so anyway, it's an amazing lesson.
But it's c'est belle. La vie est belle.
Well, I just want goodness now, and that's, I'm just gonna focus on that and just trust that I cannot be hurt if I'm loving myself, you know?
Because that's who you are, but that's who you've always been.
That's it.
This beautiful, bright goodness. So it's true.
Yeah, thank you.
It's true. Okay. I
Love you
love you.
so much. Love you, love you, love you. Bye. Thank
All right,
you.
sweetie, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.